With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter, has opened with jury selection. Hunter Biden charged with lying on federal gun purchase forms when he said he wasn't a drug addict. He's pleaded not guilty and argues he's being unfairly targeted by the Justice Department. Firefighters have made significant progress on a wildfire that scorched 22 square miles in the San Francisco Bay Area.
California officials say the Corral Fire, burning near Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory east of San Francisco, is a little over 14,000 acres and 50% contained. The fire erupted Saturday in the grassy hills west of Tracy and destroyed one house. Thousands of people in the area were evacuated. Cal Fire says weather conditions became more favorable, allowing crews to make progress on control lines. Evacuation orders have been downgraded to evacuation warnings, with residents advised to remain vigilant. A Lawrence Livermore Lab spokesman said the wildfire presented no threat to lab facilities and had moved away from the site. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says every American should accept the results of the upcoming presidential election. Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaking to CNN's Inside Politics, McCarthy also blasted Democrats for challenging, quote, every single Republican elected president since George Bush, specifically blaming Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin for saying, quote, Trump should be impeached before he was even sworn in. In late 2020, McCarthy signed on to an amicus brief alongside other GOP members of Congress, urging the Supreme Court to review a Texas lawsuit challenging the election results in several swing states. He also voted not to certify the election results from Arizona and Pennsylvania on January 6, 2021, joining 138 of his House colleagues in objecting to some states' election results. Earlier Sunday, Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told NBC's Meet the Press that he would certainly accept the results of the upcoming election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio, dedicating a statue to Sojourner Truth, a former slave and abolitionist who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address delivered inside the city's old stone church, Truth drew upon the hardship she faced when she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people were not recognized by government and society. This is SRN News. China accuses British intelligence of recruiting a couple who worked for the Chinese government to spy for the UK. In a report, Chinese intelligence claims the couple was convinced to defect.
The report adds that Mr. Wang had a strong desire for money and was offered large sums and security if he served the British government. It's alleged that after espionage training, MI6 ordered Mr. Wang to return to China to collect information related to the Chinese government. Beijing and London have long traded accusations of spying, but in recent months both have started to disclose details of alleged individual cases.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Claudia Sheinbaum's name going down in Mexican history. She has won Mexico's presidential election, a turning point in a mostly conservative nation that for over two centuries has been exclusively ruled by men. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.